Today's exciting daf in Bechorot, brought to you, Mibin Chomot Yerushalayim, is daf Tet Vav. We're holding on daf Yodalet Amud Beit. We're one line down into the wider lines at the bottom. Omer of Yudah Merav, the Mishnah said, Imetu Yipadu. So that means if you have Kodam, the case is you have a Mum Kavua before the Hekdesh. At that point, and this is we did this yesterday, we did a brief review over here. At that point, you're still able to be paid to them, despite the fact that normally we have a chiyuv of vehemid and vehericha kohenota. In this case, since it isn't really kedushat haguf, there is no such chiyuv. On Rav Yudah Merav Zudeber Rav Shimon, that's all true. Only a little bit of Rav Shimon Dermo Kotcher Mizbeach Yubichlal Ha'amadav Ha'aracha. Kotcher Berek Abayit Lo Yubichlal Ha'amadav Ha'aracha. So if you hold that regular Kotcher Berek Abayit, which is obviously by definition Kedushat Damim, don't have a Chiyuv of Ha'amadav Ha'aracha, this is at least the same idea, even though it isn't truly the Kotcher Berek Abayit. Obviously, in this case, it was a donation to the Mizbeach. But since the mum turned out to have been there before your donation, it ended up being owned by the Mizbeach, but not being kodesh by the Mizbeach. And therefore, let's look at that as being the equivalent of Kotcher Berek Abayit. We're going to see that we're going to need an actual pasuk to add the klal of not requiring a Marav Arocha by Kotcher Berek Abayit to this case. But at least it tends in the right direction. But if you all like the Chachomim, who say that even Kotcher Berek Abayit are included in the Chiyuv Marav Arocha, then you're in trouble, because then this should certainly be Chayv in Marav Arocha. It's more similar to that which would be brought in the Mizbeach. And what am I referring to when I talk about Rabbi Shimon? I'm referring to the Mishnah. It's not, because it does say in Temura that Rabbi Shimon Omer Kotcher Berek Abayit im metu yipadu beferish. If they die, you could still be poted them, despite the fact that by definition, if they're dead, you can't stand them up in front of the Kohen. There's no vehemid veherich. That's okay. I want to add, says Rabbi Amarav, that Rabbi Shimon would, and even include in that rule, Kotche Mizbeach, that were only Kedushat Damim leMizbeach, which is exactly our Mishnah. So Moda Rabbi Shimon, in a case where the Baal Mum was Mi'ikaro, it came prior to the Kedusha, then that it can also be Nifta, even though it dropped dead. My timer, but I mean, that is, of course, an extension. How does he know that we should exclude even that case? It's because the Omar Krov Ericha Kohen Ota. Ota is referring to the animal that we've been discussing that belongs in the Mizbeach. And we're saying exclusively that type of animal. Ota is lema'ute balmumi ikaro, as opposed to an animal that was never able to be brought on the Mizbeach, and therefore didn't get its kedusha in the first place. But I want you to know, says Rav, the Chachomim say, im metu yikaveru. They would disagree with the statement of our Mishnah, and even if this animal, which is only kedushat damim, albeit kedushat damim to the Mizbeach, if that animal would die before pidyon, there's nothing to do about it. You cannot be marich it, because you cannot be mamid it.
Would Rabbi Shimon value it at the carcass value?
At the carcass value, yes. Now, yesterday, where we got up to is here. Man chachamim. So who is the ones that Rav says would never have agreed with our Mishnah? Can you be more specific? Now, of course, the first thing you would say is, what do you mean, man chachamim? The Chachamim in the Mishnah. You brought a Mishnah, which was Rabbi Shimon, and in that very Mishnah, the Chachamim argue on Rabbi Shimon. So why is Rav saying, which Chachamim do I mean? What do you mean, which Chachamim do you mean? You told us, you're referring to Rabbi Shimon, as opposed to those who say that Kotcher Berek Abayit are included in Ha'amadah Ha'aracha, no? That's a problem. We're going to get to that problem momentarily. But Rav identifies the Chachamim that he's referring to, and when we say the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Shimon, those Chachamim are the Tana Deve Levi. And how do I know that Tana Deve Levi disagrees? Because he says so, Beferish in a Braita. The Tana Deve Levi, Hakola Yu Bechlal Ha'amadava Aracha, Afilu Balmumi Ikaro. Everything that is Kedushat HaMizbeach is included in the Chiyuv Ha'amadava Aracha, even if it was a Balmum before the Kedusha was Chal. And the chintana deve levi b'matanita afilu chaya afilu oaf. Forget about balmum. I'm talking about something which is an absurdity. Somebody gives a chicken to the mizbeach. That's crazy. Yeah, you don't need a mum for. Doesn't matter if it's owned by the mizbeach. It is unable to be nivdel if it died. You need to be ma'amid and ma'arich. Even something bichlal not shayach to mizbeach. You give a deer to the mizbeach. You give a chicken to the mizbeach. There it's clearly any idiot who looks at it knows you mean it's going to be sold and used but for its money. But it itself can't be on the mizbeach. If it died before you sell it, bury it. There's nothing to do with it. But wait, does it not say in the pasuk ve'ericha kohen ota? And what does the Tanit Ve'Levi do with that word? Ota means specifically that case and not generally. Well, that's a problem. We don't know. Ota l'Tanit Ve'Levi kasher. Indeed, that is a problem. What exactly he meant with that word, we don't understand. Okay, says the Gemara, but this is very strange. You're saying that who are the Chachamim, the Tanit Ve'Levi? What about the Chachamim that argue with Rabbi Shimon on the spot? Why aren't those the Chachamim that you're referring to? Are you implying that according to the Chachamim that argue with Rabbi Shimon, that for some reason in this case they would be Meideh? Is that what you're saying? Avo Rabbonin de Pligei Alei Rabbi Shimon Ma? They would hold that in this case, imetu yipadu, that you can be paid to them, and that this case is for some reason even less of a need for Ha'aricha because of the special pasuk of Otah, which is referring to Kedushat HaMizbeach. So that's Mamayat this, and they agree to that. That imetu yipadu, because it's only Kedushat HaMizbeach. Is that what you're implying? Therefore, you needed to find someone else who for some reason, and we don't know what he does with the word ota, but clearly it's not being Dorish ota. But then why didn't you say so? It's strange to say, who is this? It's Rabbi Shimon. But it's not the Chachamim, the Tanit Ve'Levi. What do you mean? Then say, who is this? It's Rabbi Shimon. It's the Mishnah of Rabbi Shimon and everybody else in that Mishnah that agreed to this, including the Rabbanan. Why did you say only Rabbi Shimon? You should have said, Zo divrei Rabbi Shimon and those who argue with him on the cited Mishnah. Umachluku Tomi Boile. That's what you should have said. Amre. They said in the Beit Midrash. You know why Rav didn't say that? Because those Rabbanan do not agree with Rabbi Shimon. But not for the reason that you think. Those Rabbanan Ein Achinami would go along with this part of the Mishnah, that Imetu Yipadu, the part of the Mishnah that they wouldn't go along with, surprisingly, shockingly, as we discover in Tmura, is the part that says that im kadam hegdeshanet mumam, that lo yipadu. Because remarkably, those Rabbanan hold that there's no din of hamadav harachan kachim izbeach at all. In a strange twist, they hold v'hamid v'erich is only on kachim perek abayit. Therefore, the Mishnah wouldn't make sense according to them for the other reason, for the sake of the Mishnah, not for the rest of the Mishnah. Now that wild sheet is Rish Lakish's sheet. Rish Lakish holds that according to the Rabbanan there, that argue the Rabbi Shimon, only Kachem Perek Abayat Ayu Bechlal Amad Avaracha, but Kachem Izbeach, amazingly, were not included Amad Avaracha. And that we'll worry about when we get there. Richie! And because of that, Lo mitukva matnitin karabanan. You want to know Misirut Nefesh? Straight from the airport, straight from the bush. What country are you coming from?
That's such an excuse why I fall asleep.
Oh boy.
Aside from the fact that I just got in 4 hours ago, I want you to look right here.
Tzitzi bite.
Huge tzitzi bite. If I go out,
like
blame it on the speaking, sleeping sickness.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Now we can sleep to heart's content.
I got a smachta.
Well, we're sure glad you're here.
I'm glad to be back.
We have Dr. Oliver Sachs, who's standing by to try to waken you up with a little. Of course, you've been tuning in the bush, we're sure.
Not only didn't I have internet.
You didn't have electricity.
I had to beg the guy to charge my computer every once in a while to keep the charge. I tell you. And that's what you get for paying umpteen,
And of course, they charge you extra for the no electricity.
Part of the magic experience.
All right. Anyway, so we are holding on right now on Daf Tet Vav, and we're near the top over there. So according to Reish Lakish, we're on the beginning of the fifth line. V'lo mitukma matnitin k'rabanan. Therefore, the Mishnah won't work according to the Rabbanan for Rabbi Shimon, but for the exact opposite reason. For the reason that it says in the Seifa of the Mishnah that if the Kedusha came before the Momi metu yikaveru, Excuse me, says the Gemara. That's not a good enough reason. Because you're assuming, now it's an absolute leap of faith. You're assuming that the reason that it says, imetu yikaveru, is because, obviously, you can't do amada varacha, but according to those Rabbanan, you don't need amada varacha as referring to Rishon Mizbeach. That's what you're saying, right? But that's not the reason. Maybe, mimai, what makes you think that when you say, imetu yikaveru, it's because you need amada varacha? There's another very good reason for why we would say imetu yikaveru. Dilma mishum dein podin ad kodeshim la'achilan klavimu. There's nothing you can do with it. Because since it has kedushat haguf, even after you're paid it, you're not allowed to use it for anything. Because the only thing that pidyon is good for is v'achalta basar. And there's no basar to eat over here because it's an avela. And so you'll say, okay, fine, so I'll be paid it to feed my dog. But as we're going to see later, there's a sheet that it holds that you're not allowed to be paid a kachup for some horrible purpose like that, to turn Kutcha Hashem into dog food. You can't do that. And maybe that's the reason that the Mishnah says, you can't prove that the Mishnah is not going to work out Aliba the Rabbona. Well, no, if that were the reason, Amre, Im Kain, why would we need to say in the Mishnah, and if they died, you cannot be put to them, because you'll only be able to give it to your dog. You could have said a much better Kiddush. You could have said, even if they didn't die, even if they just became a Trefa, you can't be paid to them, because what are you going to do with them? Feed them to your dog? Are you going to say to the Mishnah, Im nasu trefayi kaveru?
In what I call grabbing a Masechet, I thought I'd grab Bechorot, I have to grab Ketuvot.
All right, why didn't you grab the Ketuvot, the Bechorot? Listen, David had a brachas here for a couple of weeks before he figured out it's the wrong Masechet.
I follow along this way.
So that's one approach. You know, or the truth is we could take a different approach. If you want to, we can go back to saying that, yes, Rav agrees with Rabbi Yochanan, not with Reish Lakish, in which case the Rabbanan and the Mishnah and Temura would, of course, hold that you cannot be Peda, you need Amar of Aracha. And why did we not say Rabbi Shimon Machlukato? We did. That's exactly what we did. You had the wrong girsa. Utni. Read into the words of Rav. Zu divrei Rabbi Shimon u'machlokuto. That it said, according not only to Rabbi Shimon, but according to the Rabbanan that argued the Rabbi Shimon in Temura. As opposed, because they do Dorish the Pasuk Ota, as opposed to the Rabbanan of the Tana Devei Levi, that do not use the Drasha of Ota. Now, we also said that in a case where Kodam Hegdeshan et Bumam, the potter from the Bechora, and from the Matanot, how do we know all of that? You know any meaning? How do we know that Psulei HaMukdashim, that are true Psulei HaMukdashim, meaning that they were roy for the Mizbeach, then they got a mom, so they had Kedushat HaGuf, now I came along and I was paid to them, that they remain putter from Bechora when I shech them, I don't have to give them Matanot to the Kohen, where does that come from? The Tana Rabbana, the central posuk, and this actually is repeated three times, is Hatamei Vatahor Yachdav, and that is Ach. And note the pasuk, the word Ach, because we know that Ach is always there to limit something. We're going to get to that. Ach kasher yeachel et hatzvi ve'et ha'ayal ken tochlen. Very strange pasuk. You can eat that animal, psulei ha'mukdashim, that was padui, the same way you would eat a deer and an antelope. It's a very strange thing to say. All you need to say is you can eat it. So what is it stressing, the way, and Richard just came watching deer and antelope?
Shabbos. Watching four varieties of deer.
Why? Because he was holding in the middle of the Sugya Becheres, and just like they passed the animals Erev Yom Kippur 7 days in front of the Kohen Gadol, he should know what it is that he's talking about. Richie traveled all the way to Africa, suffered deprivation without any electricity, without any internet.
In Zambia.
Only in order to have 7 days worth of Tzviva Yal in front of him, so when we reach the Sugya, it should penetrate the depths of his being. Almost, I mean, it's the only thing that we have similar to this, is the story of Rav, who spent 6 months in the bush in order to learn all of the dinim of Bechor, we're going to see later on, the Balmum. I mean, it's amazing. In our generation, only Richie could do this. So we learn it out from Tzvi Vayal. Tzvi teaches us to compare it to a Tzvi. Just like a Tzvi is potter from the Bechorah, because the din of Bechor is the Bechor Shor, Bechor Sev, and so on, not Bechor Tzvi. So there's no din of a Bechorah on an animal that is one of the Chayot. Af Silea Mugdash. Sheamus teaches us, eat it like you would a Tzvi, meaning just like a Tzvi is part of a Bechor, so to Silea Mugdash is like a Tzvi that's part of a Bechorah. You might think that I should only be Motzi the Bechorah, but, I mean, if I shecht it, I'm still going to need to give the Matanot, Velo Tzieta Matanot, therefore the Torah adds, No, it also has to be like the Ayal. Just the like the Ayal is potter not only from Bechorah, it's potter from the Matanot. Ab Sulei Mukdashim is Pturim mina Bechorah and mina Matanot. So therefore, we need two separate limudim. Why in the world do we need two separate limudim? We're going to have to find out later on. Because, I mean, there's no difference between a Tzvi and an Ayal in terms of these dinim. The Tzvi itself is potter both from the Bechorah and the Matanot. That the Gemara will ask later. But for some reason, we're assuming that we need two miyutim, rather two comparisons. One, the Tzvi and one, the Ayal. From one, we learn that there's a Ptur of Bechorah on Psulei HaMugdashim Shenivtu. And from the under, we learned there's a tour on giving the Zerah L'Chayayim, the Kiva, the Matanot, to the Kohen. Asks the Gemara, if you're trying to learn everything out of Ketzvi V'Chayayal, you can pull this over, I fixed it, Ketzvi V'Chayayal, then why not go all the way and say, look, the Torah says that it's like a Ketzvi V'Chayayal, so then just like a Ketzvi V'Chayayal, are you allowed to eat the fats, the chelev of a Tzvi V'Ayal? Yes, because the Torah only asked the fat of behemot, not the chelev of a chaya, only those things which go on the Mizbeach. And why not say that the Torah has decreed that Psulei HaMukdashim are the full equivalent of a Tzvi V'Ayal, and just like a Tzvi V'Ayal, you can eat the chelev, so to Psulei HaMukdashim, you can eat the chelev. How do you limit it like that? Talmud Lomar, Ach kasher yachel et hatzvi v'et hayal. Not all the way, but part of the way. Chalak, we now have to split it and say only in certain ways, but not in other ways. And we're going to zero in on this a little bit more soon to decide which ways yes and which way, how do we know what to compare it to and what not to compare it to. All right, so let's start from the beginning. Oh, Mama, I want to go over the limudim that we just had here. You said, if it would only say Kitzvi, then I would think, Otsiyat HaBechor, V'lo Otsiyat HaMatanot. Maybe the Torah is only telling you there's no din of giving a Bechor from Psulei HaMukdashim. But you're still chayef to take off the Zerah L'Chayayim B'Keiva. I don't understand. It's exactly the same. I mean, Maishna, a Tzvi is exactly potter from the Bechorah as an Ayal is, and it's exactly potter from the Matanot as an Ayal. There's no difference between a Tzvi v'Ayal. If you're making the comparison to a Tzvi, that should be enough. Why do I need a new comparison to an Ayal? Because, says the Gemara, I might have thought, look, a Bechor, okay, if the Torah is coming only to be makish partially, and of course we know it's only coming to be makish partially, because later on it says, ach. There's another gears, by the way, that says Talmud Lomar Rak, which is also true. Rak and Ach are the same thing. But there are, remember, three different psukim for this halacha. There's three different places in the Torah. Talks about Psulei HaMukdashim as Ketzvi V'Chayayal. In one of them it says Ach Ke'asher Ye'achel. In the other it says Rak B'chol Avat Nafshecha Tizbach Ve'achalta Ketzvi V'Chayayal. So both are correct. The question is what pasuk we were being Torahish to limit the Hekesh. But in any event, it's a limited hedge. So I would have thought, you know what? A Bechor is not a very broad chiyuv because it's only chal on males. Masha'in kein, the matanot, any animal, you're chayav to give the Zerah L'Chayayim B'Keiva. So maybe if the Torah is only pottering you from something, not from everything, then the thing that it's pottering you from is Bechor. But maybe on matanot, you're chayav even on Psulei HaMukdashim. Therefore, I need the extra pasuk v'ayal to tell me, nope, you're also potter from the matanot. So let's see that inside. Because I would have thought, Otsiyat HaBechor, She'eno Shave Bakol, V'lo Otsiyat HaMatanot, She'shavot Bakol, all animals, male and female, have Chiyuv HaMatanot, Talmud Lomar Ayal. Okay. Omelif Popular Baya. Look, you haven't covered all of the angles over here. I mean, you used Ach Halak to tell me that the Chelev remains Osir. What are you going to do about the issue of Otoved Beno? A Tzvi V'Ayal do not have a chiyav of otov ed beno. In otov ed beno noeg behem, there's no din because it says shor oseh otov ed beno. Definitely not tzvi v'ayal otov ed beno. And therefore, I should learn out this Gzirata Katuv. If you're Pele Kachi Mizbeach with a mum, there's no problem of shechting mother and child on the same day. Nobody says that. Omale said Abaya to him, that's ridiculous. Because, look, it's so obvious that the point over here is we have created this liminal zone in which something is neither Hegdash nor Chulin. It's somewhere in between. That's what you're saying. So you can't use it for Gizav Aveda, et cetera, right? So tell me, what happens to Otoved Beno? The liminal zone is neither Kodesh nor Chulin. That's crazy. If it were Chulin, it would have a din of Otoved Beno, and if it's Kodesh, it would have Otoved Beno. We're not creating a new entity. We're saying it's something in between. How the heck could you come off thinking that Otoved Beno would be Potter all of a sudden? It's a crazy avamina. I don't need a pussy to tell me that. So Omar, let's see that inside. L'mai midamitalo. So what do you think it is now? If it's Chulin, Otoved Beno Noigbo. If it's Karchim, Otoved Beno Noigbo. Said Rapapa, oh, that's a brilliant svara. Amazing that we never thought of it before. We just had the same discussion about Chelev, right? We asked, and how do I know that Chelev isn't Mutter? The Tanoim didn't think of your brilliant svara, Abaya. So how do we know that Chelev is Mutter? We need a pusik. What's the pusik? Ach, right? You could have said exactly the same thing over there, and yet nobody figured it out. Why can't we say the same thing by Chelev? What do you think this is, man? If it's Chulin, Chalban Asur. If it's Karchim, Chalban Asur. Okay? So therefore, the question over here is this Girsa, Ella. Ella doesn't make really very much sense over here. And there's a Marshal Vatainas that the original Girsa here was Olive Lamed Olive, meaning Omar Le Abaye. And somebody turned it into Ella, because it doesn't make sense as an Ella. Omale Abaye, no, look, didn't you say, Lav mi amrit, ach velo chelban? Obviously, all along, when we were looking at that Hekesh, you don't ask questions about a Hekesh. I never would have said my Sfora if the Hekesh would have been straight out of Hekesh on every level, you see. But you yourself excluded Chelev. Why? Because the Torah said you gotta make distinctions. This is not a total Hekesh. It's an Ach. Partially a Hekesh. The same way that you excluded Chelev, you think that the Gemara hadn't thought of that? That's exactly what it was saying. Where do we come off saying, well, for Chelev it's not compared, but for Bechor and Matanot it is compared? Why? Because of my Sfora! That's the point! Of course we need to be able to distinguish between various things. I'm saying, if the Torah is telling you, use this Hekesh partially, but don't use it in other cases, which one makes sense to use it for? I'm giving you the insight that something that is, whether it's Kodesh or whether it's Chulin, ought to have the same halacha, is obviously what the Torah is saying. Don't apply the Hekesh to it. Isn't that very reasonable? So, lav mi amrit ach velo chelban, it's the same thing. Neim anami ach means ach velo toved beno. Rav Amar, truth is, Ach is only coming to tell me there's no chiyuv of Otoved Beno, and that's what Hudiyata, and the Chelbo, which Abaye is claiming, is this Svara, is not this Svara, it's a pasuk. It comes from the stress on Damo, because it says by Bechor, a very strange thing, Rak et Damo lo tochal ala oriz tishbechenu kamayim. So after your Peter, why would I think that you're allowed to drink the blood of a Bechor that you're Peter? So my Domo, Elena Domo Mamish. I mean, why would I think? What? Because it's Kitzviva Chayal after Pidyon. And the blood of a Tzviva Ayal you are allowed to eat. You're not allowed to eat that either. Damam de Tzviva Ayal? Let it be like a dam of a Tzviva Ayal. Oh, to Damam de Tzviva Ayal Mishari? But somehow there you are allowed to drink blood. Ela, when the Torah says, my Domo, when it says Damo, it means Chelbo. Oh, that's a good one. When it says Damo, it means Chelbo. Like we never thought, maybe instead of writing Damo, you could just write Chelbo? What kind of crazy thing is that to say? Lifta Rachman Chelbo, and just say so. We're one ahead of you. E kata Rachman Chelev. Had the Torah specifically mentioned Chelev, I would have said, okay, we've got a Hekesh, and we've got a Pasuk. Right now, the Hekesh says Kitzviva Chayal. Tzviva Ayal, the Chelev is Mutter. Why does the Torah therefore say, don't eat the Chelev? Ah, I understand. The tzviva hayal the chilev is completely mutter, in which case it's certainly not a chiyuv karet. But you might think that you could actually not even be over on a lav if you ate the chilev of psulei mukdash. Therefore, the Torah now creates a new lav. Don't eat chelbo. Achad damo et chelbo, not damo. That's okay. So then there's only a lav, of course. It's not that there's a chiyuv karet. So the Hekesh has helped us by removing the chiyuv karet. That's what I would say. See, I would have said, let's strike a balance between the Hekesh and the Pasuk. The Hekesh works in taking off the normal Isser Chelev. There's no din of karet, lemutimi karet. Bechi kataf karet. Where does the Torah say karet? On the din of a behema, not on the din of a tzviva ayal, obviously, and not on normal psulei mekdash. I mean, you call ocha chelev mina behema. Fine. Comes along this new pasuk to say, even though this is like a tzviva ayal, but this being psulei mekdashim, and it really looks like an animal, does it looks like a behema, doesn't look like a chaya, and it smells like one, and it's got the DNA of one, so therefore let's give you a new chiddush. That there's a new iser on a matrix tzviva ayal that asers chelev, but only with a lot. And therefore it's coming to add, anikrala mekam alei balav bi'alma, without karet. Therefore, in order to avoid that misunderstanding, and being as I'm speaking to very intelligent individuals who see straight through the lies of language, I write dam, leaving you to figure out that I mean chelev, in order for you to recognize, to teach me, look, buddy, dam is bikaret, the chelev I'm talking about is bikaret. So it retains the yisr chelev, essentially. And that's what this achet damo lo tochal means. This chelev is also bikaret. Oh, that's very nice, except it's not what the Braita said, Rabbi, come on. The Braita said, I learn out from the word ach velo chelbo. Where do you come off suggesting your own new limud, brilliant limud? It says dam, but it really means chelev, and whole rationale for why that's true. How come the Tana doesn't say that? Well, he does, really. All that he's coming to tell you is, okay, comma. Let's say it wouldn't have said dam, okay? So then I would have said ach velo chelbo, but then I wouldn't have known otoved beno. So I would have used ach only to remind that. Now that I have dam, aha, now I can use the ach to teach me otoved beno, with the ach to be memayet from the hekesh, to tell me that there remains an iser of otoved beno on psulei mukdashim. And we're speaking to very intelligent people who can figure all that out. And even though you say something, what you really meant to say is, I would have said this, but that would have left you in a pickle. What would you have done of otoved beno? Now that I say damo, of course you understand when I say damo, blah, 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 blah. Now that I say that, now you know that the ach is really coming to tell me, not ach v'lo chelev, but ach v'lo toved b'no. And we continue on to say, if you had a real kedushat taguf, and you buy that animal back with a pidyon, it never becomes true chulin. It's in a yotzin l'chulin l'gazez v'layaved. You cannot do anything with it. You can't use it for hitching up to a plow. You cannot use it for shearing. Nothing. One thing and only one thing you can do. You can eat it. Minan emile, where does that come from? Truth is, it's a machlot. The Tanakhama holds like this. Tana Rabbanan. When the Torah says, Rak b'chol lavat nafshecha tizbach v'achalta basar. Huh. So tizbach means, look, you can buy it back, but only for shechita, not for giza, not for shearing. Furthermore, you can only eat basar, but you can't drink the milk. Basar v'lo chelbo. And then when it stresses v'achalta basar, it's coming to say, and only you can eat it, not your doggy. And therefore, this teaches us v'achalta v'lo l'klavecha, mikan she'in podin et ha'kodashim l'achilan l'klavim. You can't, of course, this doesn't include New York poodles or things like that, right? Where they're worth more than their children. Of course, you can eat your dog that, anything, I assume. And therefore, mikan she'in podin et ha'kodashim l'achilan l'klavim. You know, if you're going to pay $10,000 for a facelift for your dog, I suppose. Ikeni Amre, others argue. Residual Kiddush. Okay, very nice. Ikeni Amre, others argue on this. Because, why do they argue? Because they don't use the drasha here to tell me, and as we've said all along, here's the makor, as we've said all along, there's a machloket about whether that's true or not. And what is the other way of learning it? Tizbach v'achalta. They take that those two words and they say, you know what? When the Torah says this, it means that ein lecha b'hen, it should say, ela heter achila mishat zvicha. The only thing thing you have is the heter achila from the moment of zvicha and onwards, va'ela. After that moment, you can you have hanofram, you see. Which means, before then, what do you want to do? What would you like to do? You want to hitch it up to a wagon? Nope. You haven't shechted it yet. Why don't you wait till you shechted it, then hitch it up to a wagon? You want to be geizes it? Can't be geizes it. You didn't shecht it yet. So the point over here is that everything is included in that idea of tizbach v'achalta. But as far as to be deiresh, that dafka, you have to eat it, not your doggy, that's not what it's coming from. Therefore, according to the Ikedi Amre, podinet ha-kodashim la-achilan ha-klavim, you are able to be paid it even if it's for your dog.
Are you also like those?
That's not called gizanim. This is the heter that you have, and it is total heter. Total heter after zvicha. And then continues the Mishnah, vladan bechelvan asur leachar pidyanan. The vladot, the children of this animal, and the milk of this animal remains asur even after pidyan. Now, when you say the children, what's the case? When did it conceive? What are you going to tell me? That it's usher even if it conceives after the pidyon? Why is that? It's a tzvi v'ayal. Is the vlad of a tzvi v'ayal usher for some reason? I mean, where did it get its kedusha from? Am I tzvi v'ayal? A vlad of a tzvi v'ayal is completely kosher. Ella, you've got to say that we're talking about a case where it conceived before the pinion, gave birth after the pinion. So in that case, you are not allowed to use the vlad. But if it had given birth before the pinion, it would be kodesh. That's what you're saying. Afterwards, nothing you could do. Before, fine. Before, it's a regular vlad kachi. And migdash nami kachi. Minan emili, how do we know vladot kadashim are hek kadesh? The Tana Rabbanan, when the Torah speaks about im zevach shlamim karbano, im zachar im nekeva, we don't need those words, im zachar im nekeva, unless you were mamayat somewhere, that its sex makes a difference, but there's never any indication of it anywhere throughout the whole sugya of shlamim. So why say im zachar im nekeva? Therefore, the word zachar means any zachar, even a child. So that tells us the vlad is also going to be kodesh. And nikeva comes to tell me even a tmura. So in other words, anything that this animal generates, whether it generates it biologically or generates it in terms of the kedusha extending onto a tmura, is also shlami. Ainli ela vlat mimi. Now we get into this question of kedusha dechuya that we spoke about earlier. Perhaps this is only true where the mother was a perfectly tamim animal who was herself ru'uya for the mizbeach. And the tumura, we're calling her the mother here in the sense of the source of kedusha, was an animal that was a tamima. But what about if the initial animal is a baal admum at this point already, and now she has a child? Or the tumura is a tumura of an animal that's a baal mum? Would that be also kodesh to the mizbeach? Minayin. Ah, because kishu omer im zachar, im nekeva, what's that extra im for? That is coming to tell me, even if it's a vlad of a baal mum, that's im zachar, im nekeva is coming to tell me, even if it's a tumura of a baal mum. Okay, so that's before pidyon, right? You said la'achar pidyonam, you're not allowed to be nene from them. Well, what do you do with them? So mate aleim. So otan vladot la'achar pidyonam, mate aleim. Lifnei pidyonam, look, even in terms of before the pidyon, we know there's a machloket amoraim about what does the mission mean when it says it's kodesh. One man yomer it's kodesh, mamish kedushat aguf, we put it itself on the mizbeach. Kodesh likarei. The other Mandiyamah holds it's kodesh in the sense that we put it out the pasture, wait till it gets a mum, sell it, and we bring the money for kaitza mizbeah. So okay, that's a machloka. Ikal Mandiyamah kodesh likarev, ikal Mandiyamah kodesh l'riya. But what about the ones that were born after pidyon and conceived during the time in which it was kodesh? La'achar pidyonam, matayelam, what do you do with that? Omer of Huna, I'll tell you what you do with that. You let them starve to death. There's nothing you can do to that. Konsan makipave metim. Because what do you want to do with that? Hechileven. You want to bring them to the mizbeach? You can't. Mikach kedusha dechuya ka'atu. In this case, the mother is totally out of the running. Not only is she herself a balat mum, which may not be a problem if she has a child while she's kodesh, but in this case, she was also kedusha. So now she has no shaykhis to the mizbeach. It's a, yeah, we're talking about achar pidyonah. So therefore, you can't give them a kedusha to bring to the mizbeach. What do you now want to do? You want to do a pidyon? How are you going to do a pidyon? In order to do a pidyon, the item that you're being paid at has to have a level of kedusha that is sufficiently powerful to be chal on something else in order for it to leave itself. And as we're going to see, the level of kedusha on these vladot is really, it's all gezerot rabbanan. Definitely, law lime, lemitves pidyonan, it's impossible for it to be powerful enough to be nivda. So that's my opinion. You can't do anything with it. Amri b'ma'arav and b'shmed Rabbi Chanina. Whereas in Eretz Yisrael, they quote Rabbi Chanina as saying, no, there's a very simple thing to do. Before you're paid of them, you call them a different special kedusha on their own, which is the same type of kedusha that their mother had. And then, wait, say that again. Samach l'pidyona. What do you mean, samach l'pidyona? I thought we just said you can't be paid of them. Didn't you just say that they don't have the keach to be nivda? Lamema de b'nei p'dian, you know? Are you arguing on that etzem question? You're saying that you can be part of them? No. It means like this. In Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Chanina said, before you go through with the p'dian of the mother, and she's still pregnant with these vladot, your whole problem is that really when you were part of the mother, since the vladot are seen as a mere extension of the mother, they get whatever din the mother has. So then the p'dian works for them. But we answer them anyway afterwards. We'll see it's Xera. And therefore, they don't have enough Kayach HaKadusha to be paid. We're getting there, sweetheart. Yes, you're on the right track. This is that Gemara. This is that Gemara. You wouldn't make a scene before Chazring 40 times. So, therefore, what you do is you give them their own Kedusha. And once they get their own Kedusha, the opinion of the mother doesn't really attenuate this other Kedusha. And therefore, the other kedusha you can be paid at and give it the din.
So can you
decarve them? Well, we're going to see what to do. Your matvisan l'shem oto zevach. You make them the same kedusha that the mother had, and now they have their own personal kedusha. And because of that, you can now be paid at them once they get a mum themselves. Is that law? No. No, you'll have to wait till they get a mum, and then they'll have a din of pidyon. Where do we get all this from? Time of Maya. I mean, why are we answering them? I mean, the fact is you were paid to the mother, so you were paid to the Vodais. This should be exactly the same. Omer Rabbi Levi, as David just said, Gzeira Shem Yigadel Mehem Adarim Adarim. Imagine a situation where you have perfectly healthy animals that are themselves Osir B'Gizava Avodah, but are suitable for eating. What will you do with them? Shech them right away? Or you'll say, you know, I mean, we should wait till we make a lot of money off of them. So what we should do is let us use them for breeding purposes. We'll have thousands of these animals in no time at all, as Yaakov Avinu discovers in this week's Parsha. And we'll get very rich. And of course, it won't take very much time for people to remember the end of the Parsha. Hine gozeis et sono. Uh-huh. But of course, we'll forget that these were the type of animals that you weren't allowed to be gozeis et sono. Therefore, the Rabbanan said, look, you can't use them for anything. All you can do is eat them or be part of them. And that way, nobody's going to take advantage of the situation. So, gzeir Hashem yigadel mehem adarim adarim. What may Ravina may Ravshesha? Mahu latvisam l'chol zevach she'irtze. You said you can make them the same kedusha as the mother. Does it have to be the same kedusha as the mother? Or could I say, let's say the mother happened to be female by some strange coincidence. Can I make the child that is a male a korban ha'ila? Or does it have to be whatever the mother was? Or malay, you cannot. Ein matvisam. Why not? My time, huh? Or malay, well, the truth is, the words b'sha'arecha, there it says, Rak b'chol avat nafshecha, asher natan lecha b'chol sha'arecha, hatameh v'atar yochlenu ketzvi v'cha'ayal. That word b'sha'arecha appears also in the same equivalent pasuk by b'chor, b'sha'arecha tochlenu hatameh v'atar yachtav ketzvi v'cha'ayal again. So just like a b'chor, that means the Torah is comparing Psulei HaMukdashim to a Bechor Balmum. Just like a Bechor is an Issur D'Oraita, to attempt to turn a Bechor into another Kedusha. So you have an animal that the Torah says has become a Bechor at birth. And you say, I want to use this animal, Chas V'Sholem, that I should take it away from the Mizbeach. But a Bechor is not quite enough for me. It should be a Korban Eila. Because the Bechor, I mean, I as a Kohen wouldn't want to be eating anything of the Bechor, and as a mere Bechor, it would be shared with me. So let me be even holier than thou, God, and make it into a Korban Eilah. You cannot do that. So, because it says Beferish, Ein matvisa l'chol zavar shir tzedek, ach b'chor ashir v'kar l'Hashem b'aveima, lo yagdish ishoto. You cannot make it Kodesh. Therefore comes along the Torah to tell me, af hani nami, ein matvisa l'chol zavar shir tzedek, you don't have the right to turn it into any other carbon. In fact, we actually have a braita that essentially says this. Tanik avati d'ripshish. And the braita discusses both of the situations in our Mishnah, where kodam mum kavua le'ekdeshan, and therefore it's only kedushat tamim, or kodam kedushin the ekdeshan to the mum kavua, even if there had been a temporary mum over before. So first, let's start at the beginning of the braita, which of course is not meaningful to bring a raya to Rav Sheshi, because this is not the case that Rav Sheshi was talking about. But anyway, kodshim shekodam mum kavua le'ekdeshan v'niftu. So the din is over there, as we've already seen. There never was a kedushat haguf, and therefore it's chayev b'vachura b'matanot. Furthermore, bein lifnei pidyonan, bein la'achar pidyonan, you are not allowed to do giza v'avoda, but if you do, and that's the Rabbanan asks it all on know from it, but ha'gozeiz v'oved b'hem eino sofeket arba'im, there's no din of malchus, because the halacha of lo tagoz is all referring to real kachin. But not, I mean, even though we answer it, you're not allowed to be nenem and hegdesh without buying it, but certainly there's no specific law about doing gizav aveda. Furthermore, ben lifnei pidyonan, ben la'achar pidyonan, they don't have kedushat aguf at all, and therefore they cannot make a tmura. You can make a tmura with a baal mum, but only where it has a kedusha gemura. Furthermore, lifnei pidyonan, before the pidyon, even though it's only kedushat damim, mo'alin b'hem. La'achar pidyonan, you took off the kedushat damim, which is all there is, ain't mo'alin b'hem. And any vladot that are born subsequently are completely chulin, so vladotem chol, and nifdin tamimim. We said before you could be paida the vlades when they are, and this is when we say they're chulin, that's even if the conception occurred before pidyon, and if the conception occurred after pidyon, then you can be paida them actually as tamimim. Umat v'san l'chol zevach shiyirtze, and you can turn them into any zevach you'd like, obviously. Klolo shodavarein k'chulin l'chol divrayem, they are pure chulin. And all that's left is, ein l'cha b'hem el mitzvat ilui bilvat, just as we saw before. The only thing that's left is to be ma'ale. Ilui means to be ma'ale b'damim. In other words, to be put in that much you've got to do. And we don't allow you to simply walk away and say that it was already nifta b'kedushat imam. Now, in the other case, however, where Kodam, Hekdesh Shamet, Mumam, if the Mum came only afterwards, and first you made it Hekdesh, for that matter, even if there was a Mum over at the time that you made it Hekdesh, that doesn't prevent Kedushat HaGuf from being Chal. And then afterwards it got a Mum Kavua. So you went ahead and you reported it. Now, in those cases, it's still Kachim. And it's Potter Menah Bechorah Menah Amatanot, as we saw. And furthermore, Bein Lifnei Pidyonan Bela Acher Pidyonan, you are not allowed to do Gizav Avodah. And there's no heter to gizav avoda after pidyon, as we saw. You only have a heter av achila, v'akalta basar. So if you do it, sofeg et harbaim, you're going to be chayev on the specific lav of lo togoz. And furthermore, bein lifnei pidyon ben la'achar pidyon, they still are osim timura. Lifnei pidyonan, you're going to be moyal behem, ula'achar pidyonan, ein mo'alim bohem. The vladot of these real Kodesh animals are actually Kodesh. You're not mayal only because it's a tzvi v'ayal. Therefore, they're not considered to be roy to do anything with them. But we still have the isra of tizbach v'lo giza. If they got pregnant while they were still Kodesh before pidyon, then they retain their kedusha. And you cannot be poted them while they're tummy. You have to wait until they get a mum. The ein matvisan l'chol zevach shiyirtze, and you cannot change, as Reb Sheshet had said, word for word, you cannot change the kedusha. If you want to be matvisan to another kedusha, it's got to be the same kedusha of the mother. Klalo shel davarin kehegdish l'chol divrayin. The general rule being, they are pure hegdish. Ein l'cha b'hem ele heter achila bilvat. Only thing that you've got is v'achalta basar. Now, there does not seem to be anything added by the two overall general rules, klolo shel davar, that are mentioned first in the resha, that they're like chulin, and then in the sefer, they're like kachin. We'd like to understand what's being added. So klolo shel davar de resha. What was that all about? What is being added in the first one, which was talking about kedushat damim, that they're like chulin, the chol divreya? That's coming to tell me that if you do shechita b'chutz, that you are potter, as we said before. And the klolo shel davar of the seifa, what's that coming to tell me? That is coming to tell me that the milk, chalavo, remains osir too. And of course, we know that. We spoke about that before. That is basar velo chalav. But we cannot say that the klal of the seifa is coming to tell me that chokta b'chutz is chayev, because really it isn't chayev, because it's day avamum. You can't be chayev if it isn't roy for pitcha shaleichal. And here it's not roy for the mizbeach. Ah, you'll ask me, but the Mishnah says chayev. Yeah, but the Mishnah was referring to the case, remember, where it just has a cataract in the eye, which is not noticeable over there. According to Rabbi Akiva, Imalo lo yerdu, so it's considered to be a mizbeach, which roy le mizbeach. You're not going to make a rule out of that to say klolo shel davar, obviously. So that cannot be the meaning of it. Okay, so the meaning of it is it's a cholov is osir. And the klal of the resha, I mean, obviously, I don't need to do the inverse of the klal of the seifa to tell me that the chalav is allowed to be had, because I mean, you can even use the vladot, which is part of its body. Koshkein, you can use the chalav. That was the recording from the 12th cycle, today's Daf Yomi. Here is the recording of the previous cycle, cycle number 11 of the equivalent Daf. Quite a different ambience, quite a different attendance. You may like to review the Daf with it, or perhaps use it as your actual initial learning. Enjoy. Oh, you're going to tell us the name? Rizal Bas Ratzvi Yosef.
I'll just tell you a story about Rizal. The Shabbos in Johnson, I knew my mother for many years. After I was married, my wife asked my mother, what's my name is Rizal? She said, Rizal. It's the Megillah Rizal. Then we learned her name was Ruth. But Rizal was the name always known Rizal.
Although I have known your mother many years from her yard site. Every yard site here it is. Every time it's a hit.
It's my memory.
Oh, it's a very happy year. So, let me say, we are holding on. We're going to get up to stop. Look how much we've learned already. It's right. Stop. To Zion.
Tetvav.
That's all. Okay. Dav Tetvav Mesechet Bechorot. So, the Mishnah said that Kodam Hekdeshen Es Mumam. Let's take a look, actually, in the Mishnah and see one of the other issues that separates the Dinim from whether it was a Kedushas Aguf or whether it was only Kedushas Domi. Kedushas Domi was Kodam Mumam Es Hekdesha, and Kedushas Aguf is for Kodam Hekdeshen Es Mumam. Here it says, Kosh Kodam Hekdeshen Es Mumam, after the Pidyon, there's still Pturim min HaBechera u min HaBantanot, v'nam yatsin l'chudun l'gazez v'leyofet. Now, how do we know, that something that was once Kedesh, even though now it's no longer Kedesh because it was Bifta, is nonetheless Potter min HaBechera if it has a vlat. To turn around one, Tzvi, as a matter of fact, you know, before we do this, it would be nice, because the Gemara is going to be Isaac in quite a few places here in the Misefa, with these very fateful words, Tzvi v'chayo. We've already spoken about Tzvi v'ayo before. We've said that they're like a Tzvi v'ayo, and that Tzvi v'ayo is a chayv and mice, it's not the korcha, it's on the chayv. We said it's a Tzvi v'ayo, Tzvi v'ayo is also a kikilayin. as we reported back in Kulin, we're going to be dealing with Tzvi Vayal. I assume you're bringing the Chumash. You sound like you're at the end of a long, long haul, spelled without a U. Is there any way for you to get here close more rapidly? That's it. He's gone. Somebody else wants. So if you could pass out some kumashim, I think it would be very enlightening for us to see this inside. Turn to Re'e, please. You find a fascinating thing that the Torah essentially repeats this issue three times. Amazing. The whole context, three different times. What happens when something is not quite Kadesh? The first one appears in Yud Beis, Perek Yud Beis, and let's start in Pasuk Yudalit. Get a little sense of what's going on. Ki im b'makom she'yivchar Hashem b'chad shifatecha, sham ta'aleh al osecha, v'shom ta'aseh kol asher anochi mitzavecha, rak b'chol avat nafshecha tizba v'yachalta basar, ki v'rikat Hashem elokecha, Hashem natan lecha, b'chol she'orecha, ha'tamei v'ator yo'chalenu kitzvi v'chayol. What is this talking about? And it starts off by saying, take a look back at Pasuk Yud Aleph. Vayamakom asher yivchar Hashem Elokeichem bo lashaken sham shvo sham shama taviv et kol asher anochi mitzaveh eschem aloiseichem zivcheichem ma'asveiseichem et zon and so forth v'samachem lefnei Hashem Elokeichem. Then it says, atamei v'atahor yochlenu, how is it possible? We're talking about kachim. What do you mean? You can't eat it, atamei v'atahor. It cannot be. And then it says, Rak Adam lo tochelo, as if we didn't know you can't eat Adam. There's already been five separate Yisurim on Adam. What are you telling me again? Rak Adam lo tochelo, al oretz yishpachan kamay. Now, skip ahead to Pasuk Chav. Ki yarchiv Hashem elokecha esgivul lecha kasher diber lach v'yomarta ochla basar ki ta'ava nafshecha lachol basar. B'chol avat nafshecha tochal basar. Not exactly the same pasuk as the testimony before. B'chol avat nafshecha, there it says tizbach v'achalta, here it says v'achalta basar. Kirchak mincha makom, and then it continues the pasuk chav beis, ach kasher yeachelas atzvi v'esayo, kein tochlenu. Same pasuk again. Hatamei v'atahor yachdav yochlenu. Exactly what it said before. Rak hazak levotia kol adam. Exactly what it said before. Rak adam lo tochel. Very, very strange, huh? Now take a look in Perek Tesvog. Kol habuchot posigutes. Kol habuchor asher yivaleh bivakorcha uvitzonecha hazachar takish l'Hashem, etc., etc. לפני השם אלוקיך תאכלנו שנה בשנה, ותהיה בו מום פיסח או עיוור, לא תזבחנו לשם, בשעורך תאכלנו, הטמא והטהור יחדיו כצביב החיה, third time. רק את דמו לא תאכל, third time. הלא תשבחנו כמוהי. Richie's last day. Oh, oh, so sad. So we have three different sermons. What are they referring to? The last pasuk we see clearly is referring to a bechor balmu. It says beferish. Kol ha-bechor asher yivaleh. And then it continues, v'chiyeh balmu, pisech oiver, kol mumra. Then the din is to eat it like not eat the dam. Well, the second one was clearly talking about basar tava, because it says ki yarchiv Hashem elokechas kivulcha, and how you're supposed to bring now a carbon every time you want to eat. What am I supposed to do? Therefore comes along the Torah to say what you could do is you could just check something and eat it. And then there's no problem. But what's the first one talking about? So Chazal tell us that the first one is talking about Psul HaMikdash. Even though it doesn't say over here, Kipo Bomum. But we understand, as we'll see, that the meaning of Rak Bechol, Abat Avshkat Tizbach V'chalta Basar, is talking about in a case where it became false and now you're part of it. So then, you eat it the way you would eat it. For some reason, the drushes are not so fortunate which one we darsha for which. Because you'll not want you to note the lotion very carefully. Here it says, in the one that we're learning, the first one, Rak Bechol Abat Navshecha. Right? And then the next question is, Rak Hadam Lo Tocher. And the next one, it's Ach, not Rak, Ach, Kasher Yachel Tzatziv Ezayel, Rak Chazak Levilti Echol Adam. Remember that Achim and Rakim are muted. It becomes important. And the last one, by Bechor, the Lashon was, Rak Edamo Lo Tocher. It doesn't say over there Ach, or Rak, in the first one. Okay? So now we're going to be darshan, not today, we won't get to all of these groshes today, but Lamaisa Becheres, in dealing with the Sugi of Balimumim and so on, has to deal with all of these tzurim. So now the Gemara begins, our Mishnah said, that Kodem Ekdeshin is Mumim, the halacha is, even after Pidyon, if it has a child, it's no longer Chayav Bibulher. How do we know? The Tanur Rabban, it says in the Braisa we're holding now one third of the way down in Daf Tesef of Amud Aleph, Minan Emilet, the Tanur Rabban, Tzvi. Why do you think it's Tzvi B'chayya? First, let's take a look, what's a Tzvi? A Tzvi is Pater Min HaBechayra. That's obviously, we know that there's no fee of a Bechor, because it says, Bechor Chavit Son Echa, Tzvi is not Bechor, and it's not Son. So there's no din of Bechor, and therefore it's to tell me, Ma Tzvi Patur Min HaBechora, so there, that's our Mishnah. Mishnah says it's a tour for Bechera even after Pidyon. And this is talking about Psalei HaMakdashim Lacha Pidyonim. I would think perhaps to say that if I shech Psalei HaMakdashim Lacha Pidyonim, I have to take off the Zroa Lechayayim Bekeva. Talmud Lomar Ayal. Ma'ayal patur min habechorah umin hamatanot. Because remember, what does it say by shor, by matanot? Zokhe hazevach im shor im seh. Lest I heard a tzvi or an ayal is not a shor or a seh. Therefore, it comes to tell me that it has to be similar to an ayal, just like an ayal is patur min hamatanot. Ap sulei hamukdashim is patur not only min habechorah, but also min hamatanot. Obviously, we're going to have to understand why we didn't just take that out of the first post, because the tzvi is also part of matanot. And we're going to ask him, what do we need this separate drush of your kaya? We're going to strip tzvi. Okay. Now, you'll ask, now wait a second, if we're ready to treat tzulei hamukdashim like a tzvi v'ayal, why don't we go all the way and say, ma tzvi v'ayal chelban mutar? You're allowed to eat the chalev of a tzvi and ayal. Tzvi and ayal is a chayev. So it's ma tzvi v'ayal chalban mutar. So psulei hamukdashim, the chalev should be mutar. Psulei hamukdashim. Talmud lomar ach. Therefore it says ach. Now Rabbi say it never says ach. It says ra. In the case of psulei hamukdashim, doesn't say it. It says ach by the tzvi v'ayal in the case of baser taima. Second parsha. Okay. This is something that we're going to have when we see all of the drushes together. We're going to have to put them together. But Talmud Lomar Ach Kalai. It's covered to tell me that do not think that the comparison to Tzvi V'ayal is across the board. It's not across the board. There's certain in Yanim which we compare to Tzvi V'ayal. Certain in Yanim we don't compare to Tzvi V'ayal. Obviously, those things in which it would be neither like Kachim nor like Chulin, if it's Psalei HaMukdashim, we're not going to compare it to Tzvi V'ayal. No, it's to tell me it's Potter Menamatonis. I can say you're telling me that it's like Kachin. Correct? You're telling me you're allowed to eat it, and you're telling me it's like Chulin. If you're telling me you're allowed to eat the Chalev, you're telling me it's neither. I mean, that's not reasonable.
So the ark is the thing that we would use to be motzi. Those things are unreasonable. And the comparison to matanos or becharis is the things that are reasonable. Continue to treat it as kachim, even though you repaid it, legabe certain in yanim. And so now for saying, continue to treat it like kachim legabe hetzer, legabe the yisr of chela. It would be kachim, it would also be the yisr chela.
A great English term to describe residual kedusha.
Okay, residual kedusha. Very good.
Residual kedusha.
Very good. So now we have now the drasha from one of these svivayol to tell me that it's potter min habuchera min hamatanis and not a heter of chela. Omar ma, let me get this straight again. You said. If it just said tzvi, I would say, okay, I'll say that tzvi amukdosh but not chayv the vlad and bechera. But if I shecht it, I should have to give matanos. Why would I think that? My shema, understand? If tzvi, the reason that we can say, is going to pater you from the bechera, so why wouldn't it pater you from the matanos in the same way? It's a tzvi, it's not a shor or not a set. Same thing, it's not Boker Vitzon. By Bechor it says Boker Vitzon. And here it says Shor, here it says Tzvi Vayal. Neither Boker Vitzon. So by Matonis it says Yim Shor Yim Zeh. So it's not a Shor, not a Zeh. But so I understand why would I have thought that, well, maybe it's only coming to tell me you're Boker Vitzon, Bechor, but it's not coming to address the Matonis. In other words, that I would have included in the Ah. And so it's not similar to. Why not? Why is one more reasonable than the other? I'll tell you. Says the Gemara. Because what he's saying is the Tana. Otsiyat ha-bechor, why? Because the bechor ino shava bechor. Bechor is a very limited application. Only a zohar, firstborn zohar is a bechor. Mashenki and matonis. Matonis is any animal at all. Zohar in the cave, it doesn't matter when it was born. That's already a much more universal application. So I could say, look, I mean, to say that something that's spread over the entire spectrum of akrova. Terry didn't mean to call it a tzvi in that sense. It just meant a tzvi in the specific senses of Kedushas Bechera. Therefore comes along the Pasuk of Ayal to tell me that even that case, even the Matones, should also be Talmud Lomar Ayal. Omalei Arif Papal Abaya, how come nobody thought of the following? Ma tzvi Vayal ein otovet v'no noheg v'hem. Remember that osoves v'no. It does not have any application to a tzvi v'ayal because it says shorose osoves no los yishkatu v'yom echad. A tzvi v'ayal is not a shor and not a set. So how come nobody mentioned that issue? You talked about the bechor, which is sonecha, bechorecha. You talked about the matonais, which is shorose. When you talk about osoves v'no, why didn't we say that there's no osoves v'no, no heg? By Psulei Amukdash, I could check the mother and the child in one day. Omar Lev, because it doesn't make any sense. What are you saying? If you're comparing it to Chulin, so then you can't have Osvaz Beno Chulin. If you're comparing it to Kachim, you can't have Osvaz Beno Kachim. That's the Bechusser's mind by Kachim. So what would you think the Torah is saying? Make it like a Tzvi Vayal, meaning it's neither Hekdash nor Chulin? That doesn't make any sense. The Maiva Damitalu, what would you compare it to? Ila Chulin, Otoved Benoi Noigbo, Vila Kodeshim Otoved Beno Noigbo. As we said before in Chulin. Oh, says Rav Papa, that's very, very smart. Now I have you exactly where I wanted you. Didn't you just say a minute ago that if it wouldn't be for Ach, I would have said that the Chalev of Suleyam of Darshan is Mutter. Why? Because I could see Vayel. Really not. How come you didn't say to me then, well, wait a minute, if it's Chulin, the Chalev is Aser, and if it's Kachim, the Chalev is Aser? No. Somehow then it wasn't Lachim, when you needed to make your drasha, your darshan, the Ach, then it was perfectly reasonable to say, without the Ach, I would have indeed said that you're in trouble. You'd have to say the Chalev is Mutter, amazing Kiddush. And you didn't have a simple explanation of how could you say the Chalev is Mutter, are you crazy? This Torah is certainly not saying it's neither nor, it leaves the whole tchum of both chulin and kachim. So let's see that inside. On my laser, Papa said to him, ah, see, Achi Gabi Chelbo, Nami Nema Achi. When you were trying to make a drasha, let's say the chelav of Psulim Magdash's mutter to the Vivachayo, why don't we say, quote, I'm quoting you, throwing your own logic back in your face. Lamai Midam Hitalo, Ila Kulin Chelbanasur, Ila Kachin Chelbanasur. Did you say that? No. What you said was, El Alav Mi Amrit, Ah, Velo Chelban. Did you not say those words? I heard you darsh in the pasuk. Ah, Ah comes to tell me. Not Lagabe the Yisr of Chelav. So why didn't you darshan Emanami Ach Velo Otoved Beno? How come you didn't darshan the Ach to tell me that the drush of Tzivayo does not come to release you from Otoved Beno? Rava Omar, Rava says, you know the truth is? Ach is Bedavka coming, Velo Otoved Beno. Ah, that's the truth. We're going to ask him, but the Tana says different. I mean, Ach is actually coming from Otoved Beno. Chelbo, how do I know that Chelav of Psulei HaMakdashim is also not from Ach? That I know from a Pasuk. And that was the Pasuk of Damo. Because it says, Rak et Damo lo tochel. Don't eat the blood. Every single time it says this Pasuk. It follows with the pasuk, don't eat the dam. Now come off it. What do you mean, don't eat the dam? How could I think you could eat the dam? Well, we haven't heard enough times, don't eat the dam. 8 times the Torah says, don't eat the dam. So what are you telling me, don't eat the dam? By the way, where does it say this pasuk? Raketam olotoka. Is that what it says over here? By the Psulei HaMakdashim? Sorry, it's my kid. Sounds like a microphone. Hello? No? Yeah, I'm in the middle of shir. Fine. What? Yeah. Sorry. I apologize. Okay, I mean, it never happened before. My kid told me it's an emergency sometimes. Yes. So therefore, we should over here learn out from Dam. But I'm asking, which Dam is this? This is crazy. And which Dam this is? This is the Dam by Bechor. What are we talking? Why are we bringing the Dam by Bechor? How come we didn't bring the Dam that it says over here in the beginning of this sugya? Rak Adam lo tochelu. Instead, look what Pasuk he quotes. Rak Edamo lo tochel, which is the Pasuk the third time that it occurs in Bechor. We're not talking about Bechor. We're talking about Tzuvim and Tarsim. Tosis is very bothered by this. I don't understand. I call Gabi Bukhorksi. Harbi Pema. Strange, very strange. Why would we bring the Yisr of Dam by Bukhor and not in the parts that we're dealing with? Sorry? But not in precisely these words. Each one has a slightly different wording. These words occur by Bukhor. That's what makes it more problematic. It appears by all of us to bring this one. Okay, again, this is something when we see the overall picture of what we're doing with these three drushes, these three circuits, which are fundamentally the same, the three parashias. We'll have to think about this issue. So therefore, from Damo I learn out. What do I mean? How did Damo suddenly become an Yisrael? Because, look, I mean, what do you think Damo means? My Damo. Ilema Damo Mamash. What do you think? It means literally don't eat the blood. I mean, how would I think you could eat the blood? And if it was a Tzvivayal, I could eat the blood. You told me it's Tzvivayal. And then you say, ah, but I don't mean you can eat the blood. What are you talking about? And if you told me it's Tzvivayal, I would have thought you can eat the blood. You can't eat the blood of a Tzvivayal. So how could the Torah be referring to Dam when it says, but don't eat the blood? Clearly, it doesn't mean the blood. What it means to say is that just like a Eladamo, what it means is like the Dam is Usher, the Chelem is Usher. Boy, that's weird. I mean, so then just say so. Can't you? I mean, the Torah's got a word for Chelem. It's called Chelem. So why not just say, Akat Chelbo, Lotoflu? So why is this in a list of Rahman Chelbo? Why does the Torah write Chelem? Nah, because you see, let's say the Torah would have written Chelav. So what I would have done is I would have concluded that what we have over here is a compromise of sorts. A honey acacia. On the one hand, the Torah is telling me, look, it's really like a Tzvivayal. But don't eat the chalev. So I said, oh, okay. In other words, it's like a tzviva yal partially. So in other words, the chalev is mutter. Now the Torah turns around and says, but I'm giving you a new iser of the chalev. Okay, but that's a new iser of chalev. It's not an iser chorus. In other words, now there's a lav on eating the chalev, right? But not an iser chorus. I took off the iser chorus and I put on an iser lav. So I would have concluded that Enochinami it's osir, but there's no fee to bring a chatas if I ate the chalev. It's not a dover shechayovim alav chorus. Therefore, I now utilize the word dam. Right, that there's certainly no compromise that's being made by dam because it's tzviva ayal. The dam is also osir, and I allow for the intelligence of my reader to think. Now, wait a minute. Couldn't he literally dam? I mean, how would anybody confuse a dam to think just because a tzviva ayal that I should be allowed to eat the dam? Must be the chalev. Okay? So I would have said, Avamina ani akesha v'ani kroa. Ani akesha l'mu'ute mikoris. So the hekesh takes off the chorus. When it says chorus b'achilas, chalev, that's talking only about a'okha chalev b'ema'odesiv, not on the three v'ayal. Shinama ki kol ochel chalev min ha'be'ema. Now comes the pasuk to say, but no, don't eat the dam. So that's now l'mekem alei b'lav b'alma. Now I have an israelav. Therefore, the Torah says, instead of the word chalev, it says dam. Lo malacha madamo bikaret. So there's never been any compromise on the dam for tzvivayal. So afchelbo bikaret. So the chalev now is remains an isur karet. So that makes it very clear that I've never meant to compare psulei hamukdashim to tzvivayal to give a heter of achilas chalev. Problem is that the Tana did not use that pasuk, Rava. What do you mean, Rava saying, well, the truth is actually that Tzvivayal is used for one thing, and not the thing that the Tana, I mean the Ach, not the thing that the Tana said, actually it's used for Osav Esbenov. Tell me not that Osav Esbenov is Nome. But the Tana said that I need the Ach to tell me that Chalev is Noe, and you're claiming that actually Chalev is learned from Domo. I mean, so it's asked more about Tana Loma. The Tana didn't say that, Rava. I mean, well, how do you understand the Drosha? No, what I mean is Ochikama. The Tana is saying that Ilu Lone Emar Domo, had it not said Domo, then you should know the Ach is an overall distinction between a literal reading of Tzvivayal and a partial reading of Tzvivayal, that it's been Mukash Lagabi the Matamot, Lagabi the Bechor. Achshav Shinema Domo. Now, okay, Lamaisa says Domo. So, in a real sense, the only thing that the Ach is for is to tell me that there's no heter of Otoved Beno. I'm Sulei Mugdash. So, we're left with a partial comparison to Tzvivayal. One of the things that we used it for earlier, Tosis here discusses a number of the ways in which we seem to be using the Tzvivayal in so many multiple drushes. But one of the things we used it earlier here in the Masechta was to tell me the psul for Meiser, right? Tzvivayal is not higher than Meiser. Okay, fine. So that was one thing. Here we're using it to tell me Tzvivayal is not higher than Bechor. Tzvivayal is not higher than Zroel Lechayayim Vekiva. On the other hand, the Torah doesn't mean to make a complete comparison to Tzvivayal, because it says, okay. So what things are excluded? Well, Tzvivayal, indeed, are not chayev in the Osav Esbeno, or in the Chalev, but Sulei Mugdashim are. Why do we choose it this way? Again, as I said earlier, because what we do is we take the logical approach to look at. On the one hand, the Torah compares it to Tzvivayal. And on the other hand, the Torah is telling us don't compare. So the things that it's reasonable to compare it to are those things in which it takes on the identity either of chulin or kachin. But you can't compare it in a way in which it's neither chulin or kachin. So now it should be all of a sudden, it should be mutter chayav esbeno. It should be mutter chalev. It doesn't make sense. So we'll apply the ach there, and we'll apply the ketzivayal in the other cases. Okay, so now we're left with a partial understanding of the three-time occurrence Tzvi Vayal. Now we're gonna get back to more Tzvi Vayals later on.
Is it
Sfora
rather than
Al-Kabbalah? Yeah, Sfora, how to apply it. Okay, continues the Gemara. The next thing that the Mishnah tells us is that Inan Yotzin Lechulin Ligazez V'Aved, you cannot use these animals, the Giza, the Aveda, and the Chalav, not to be confused with the Chalav, which we were just discussing, the Chalav, and milk it, the milk is osur afterwards, you can only eat the meat. How do you know that? You don't even know. The Tanur Rabban, Kizbach, it says, V'achalta Basar. That's a very interesting thing. I mean, that's usually what you do, isn't it? Kizbach, V'achalta Basar. Again, Rak v'kol avat nashkat tizbach v'achalta basar ki v'rikat Hashem lokecha shenatam haka b'kol sholecha. Petra tamei v'ato yotov yokonu ketzvi v'chal yam. Okay, this is the Pasuk, Apsiliyam of Dashim, sure enough, the first occurrence of the Tzvi Vayam. And it says, yes, Zvicha, but not Giza. So we don't need a Kiddush, it only needs Shechita. So therefore it's coming to tell me, the only heter you have on it is a heter shechita. You don't have a heter that could come without shechita, such as being beis the tzom. And it says v'achalta basar. Now what are you telling me v'achalta basar? To tell me you can only eat meat, you can't eat milk. So if you're eating now p'tulei hamikdashim, you cannot be a vegetarian. Cholov. As it says, v'achalta basar. Next time you go into a restaurant, you order basar, and they bring you chalav. You know you're in the wrong hechsher. Cholav, what? Kud is basar. Because basar is contrasted with chalav. The chalav, we already know that you can't eat the chalav. We just darshan that from Domo. Then it says, V'achalta, you have to eat it. You cannot feed it to your master. V'lo l'klavecha, no feeding the dog. V'kam, she'im padin ha'kodashim, v'lo l'klavecha. This is why we've said all along, that even though you have a heterachila, you don't have a heterachila for your animals, you don't have a heterachila for yourself. Therefore, if you cannot feed it to yourself, let's say it's a trefa, then you can't be padin at all. Because you can't pay it to feed it to the dogs. Ikiri Amri. Others learn not like that. Tizbach v'achalta, they argue on the drosha of Giza and Cholov that we had before. And they say, how do we know that there's no heter for Giza and there's no heter for Cholov? Because it says Tizbach v'achalta. You have to shech it and then you can eat it, which means Eima Kabaem heter. Ela mishat zvicha v'akvila. The only heter that you have on it is after you do shvita, and that heter is v'akvila. If there was a heter of Giza, why would you say there's a v'akvila v'akvila? Obviously there's a v'akvila v'akvila. But speaking, this is the first thing you can do. You want to get someone up from it? Go ahead and check. That's the only I know you can get from it. But it doesn't say anywhere you cannot feed it to the dogs. So therefore, according to them, Aval Podim Atakotchim Lachilan the Klavi, you would be allowed, however, to be paid in order to feed it to your dog. So this is the basis of that Machlokes. The next thing that we learned was Vladan v'Chelban Asur Liakar Pidyona. Now, it is not clear in the Mishnah what we're talking about. Because we don't know whether the vlad was born before, it was pregnant before, or whether it actually was Miss Aber afterwards. So what exactly is it talking about? You're saying over here, an animal that was Tzulei HaMukdash is compared to Tzvi V'chayal. It now gets pregnant, has a Tzvi V'chayal, so to speak, has a child. And you're trying to tell me that it's Osir? A Tzvi Vayal's child is Osir? Tzvi Vayal means If I own a Tzvi Vayal, I can use its child. In which case, if I own Tzulam of Tashem, I can use its child. So how can the Mishnah mean that if it became pregnant afterwards, it's also Vlad Tzvi Vayal? It's a regular child. I love a Tzvi Vayal. Ela di'i aver lifnei pidyonan. The Mishnah only makes sense if we understand that the animal became pregnant before the pidyon. Now we went in and we were paid to the aim, and now it has the vlodais li'achar pidyonan, and it's telling us that those vlodais are awesome. So the implication being that lifnei pidyonan migdashami kach. But the din would be, if these things were born before the pinion of the aim, not only would they be usher, but they would be fully hekdesh. Is that the implication of Mishnah? Even though I was paid to them, you should know I don't have a heter to eat the blood. Okay, but they're not fully kedesh. I don't know what the din is. We're going to have to discuss that. But they're certainly not fully kedesh. But if I had actually had an animal that was born before, now there was no pinion at all, then they would actually be Kaddish. How do I know that that's true? Minanim, we'll see. Minanim, really, how do I know that it's true? The Tana Rabbanan, Zachar, Lerabot et Havlad, Nekeva, Lerabot et Hatzmura. For some reason, the Torah states by a carbon Shlomim, back in the beginning of Ayikra, when it introduces Shlomim, so it says over there, Im Zachar, Im Nekeva, Tamim, Takrivenu, and so on. Now, obviously, I do not need that pasuk, because if I don't say that you can't use a zocher in a keva, then I would know how many that it would be limited to a zocher. And why do I have to say zocher in a keva? To teach me, in zocher in a keva, zocher is to tell me that even if this zocher comes as a v'lad shlamim, it's perfectly kosher. Now, the truth is, we already saw the drasha of Kodashecha Asher Yulecha. The Kodashecha Asher Yulecha. By the way, the carrying of this stick has worked. Everybody thinks that carrying a big stick is that people are afraid. I didn't even expose it. Nobody fell asleep. Do you see that Teddy Roosevelt was talking about a fundamental car fact of existence, not of human psychology, but of actual human nature? You carry a big stick, people don't fall asleep. <with it. laughs> We can view it better.
Well, they see stars.
It's all not a desire for a pain. It was amazing.
Well, if that gets too ordinary, you can always get a cattle prod.
I don't think I have even. I honestly have. I think they have now these new things for muggers.
Yeah, you don't even have to touch them, it jumps.
Oh, it actually jumps?
It jumps, you don't touch them.
Don't
you
have to have tasers that they've just come out with for crowds? Tasers have always been one on one. There's now one that they can do with crowds and a gas so the electric beam flies over again and expelled from the
gas. Oh, that's huge. That's great, dude.
Why can I buy one?
You may not. Police forces will be able to live in the next 2 to 3 years.
Wow. That's wonderful. So, I think of all kinds of uses. So now we see from here. I thought you saying that with Lamaisa, we know that there is another pasuk Raka the Shecha Sheyul Yiyu. From Yiyu, we learned out before. Yiyu is the Vlodites. The truth is that this is a machlokes tanoim. Some learn out from Kada Shecha Sheyula. Some learn out from Yizachar in the table. These, by the way, all of these sugyas are mevurer within the three mesectas, the Bechoris, Erech, and the Tmura. In other words, we don't get to the, and you'll notice that we've been bringing up Tmura issues the earlier, before with Rebbe Shimon and so on and so forth, because these things are fundamentally interrelated, because they're dinim on Karchim that are sort of semi-kedusha, where there is something that's involved in a pidyon, or in you're saying residual hekdesh, or in that which is a partial hekdesh, a salam balagbunim, like by Tzmura. So therefore, we need to go through all three mesechtes in order to see them clearly. This particular machlokas, actually, we'll find in Tzmura. But over here, we're darshaning this pasuk Aliba 1 Tana, and he holds that Zohar is the marker of the idea that there's a vlad, even if it's a Zohar, a vlad of a Nekeva is kosher. Nekeva is Rabot, it's a Tzmura. So a Tzmura also has exactly the same dinim. It's brought in as Be'ah. Eli Ella Vlad Tzmimim, the Tzmura Tzmimim. But I might thought, this means Dafka, if the mother is a tummy, or the original animal that I used to make the Tzmura is a tummy, then I can use the Vlad and the Tzmura on the Mizveah. But how about Vlade Bale Mumi? How about a Tzmura Bale Mumi? Minai, Kishomer, Im Zakar, Im Nekeva, so the Im is Marba Vlad Bale Mumi, Im Nekeva is Marba the Tzmura Bale Mumi. Now, we've got ourselves a basis in the pasuk that there exists such a thing as a kedusha vlad that comes from a mother or a source of hekdesh, despite the fact that that mother was a kedusha dekuya. Because remember, the worst possible situation is to have something that was once kosher and then becomes dokli. The machlokas we have, again, we'll see all these things within the next three mesechtes. But dikli mi kora. It's a machlokas if it's meaningful. Say something at one point wasn't roy, and now it becomes roy. Not everybody holds that that's considered to be dikli. But something which was once kadesh, and it was kara megdesh as muma, now it becomes about muma as possible as bear. Everybody holds that that's kedusha dechuya. So here we know that a mother that is dechuya, or a initial kedusha that's dechuya, can nonetheless create a secondary kedusha in the vlad. But we don't know what the din is of that vlad.
Do we have to assume that the pregnancy became before?
Of course. That's good. No.
How does this get the same go for the same one? It's only funny at that point,
no? Tell me
what?
It wasn't probably yet. How's it only funny? Once it was kedusha, it was kedusha. That's still funny. That's still funny. That's still funny. Even after that, it's still funny.
It's still
funny. Proof, of course. That's creating kedusha from its moment. That's the Mishnah. So this is what we're looking for. From this puzzle, we see that the vlad remains kedush. Otam vladot shel ha'achar pidyon matay aleh. What's the din of the vladais that came after the pidyon of the mother? Because we've got a really serious issue here. First of all, they're coming from a kedusha dechuya. Not to mention the fact that then after their kedusha dechuya, we go ahead and we're poda the mother, because they're no lad le'achar pidyona. If we're poda the mother, then we remove the kedusha to some extent from them too. So now you're left with two problems. And those two problems create a very unique situation. Because l'chaira, once you've taken off the kedusha through the pidyon of the mother, pidyon has already affected these animals. As part of their kedusha has come from their mother. The truth is, as we'll see, the whole kedusha was removed. Because the vlad is considered, the uber is yerachimo. All of this is only drabbanon, it's a gzeira, as we're going to see. We make a gzeira that we don't remove all the kedusha. So it remains kedush, partial. The Shaila is, having removed the pidyon from them, I can know the Kedusha from them in part, I can no longer be tefes a new pidyon on them. Because we have a klal that in order to make a new pidyon, it has to be strong enough to be tefes its money. If I remove, you see, you would think, naively, that if it's got less Kedusha, it's easier to do a pidyon on it. But that's not true. There comes a point at which I remove the kedusha to such an extent that it no longer is capable of being transferred monetarily. It's just a residual state that can't be removed. But what are you going to do with it? Now you're really stuck. It's like the Pruta Chamura. Correct. Well, we're going to see. All of this is what we're going to be talking about. So now I want to know about the alien. Now what the heck are we going to do with them? Omer Ravuna. Ravuna says, I'll tell you what you do with them. Go to Makipa, they made him. Put them into a room and let them die. There's nothing to do with them. The Eshivavi, what should we do? Like Ravina, what, bring it to Mizbeah? How can you bring them to the Mizbeah when they came from a Mikeach Kedusha to Kuya to us? They have come from a Kedusha that is completely Dokui. The mother was a Balas Mum, and it was near of a Nitzcha. It's the ultimate Mizbeah. It was originally going to be brought to Mizbeah, and I became a Balas Mum. It's Nitzcha from Mizbeah. Not to mention the fact that it's partially Padui because of the mother. What do you want to do now? Be Paideh, Lefakinu, Lo Alimi, Lemitvas Pidyanam. They don't have sufficient Kedusha in them to go and to be taken as a pidyon. So there's nothing you can do with them. Amri b'ma'arava mishmed Rebbe Chanina, whereas in Eretz Yisrael, they quote Rebbe Chanina as saying, what's the problem? Somruk l'pidyonam, before you're paid of them, matfisam l'shem oto zeva. Make them Kedush with the same Kedusha that the mother had. So the mother was going to be a Shlomim. Say, I want this to be a Shlomim. What? What do you mean, Somach L'Pidyonam? I don't get it. The problem was that you can't be Kedush with them. So what are you telling me? L'Memra D'Bnei Pidyonino? Now you're saying you can't be Kedush with them. No. Somach L'Pidyon Imam. What it means is, before being part of the mother, go ahead and make a new Kedusha on the blood while it's still in its mother. And say, I want this blood to be Kedesh for Kedusha Shalomi. And the Shem Oto Zeva. And that's the point. And now it'll have its own Kedusha. And now you can be Paida. So time of mind. Yeah.
What happens if we're talking about blooding that were born after the
mother's padui?
What happens if it's conceived after the mother's padui? Does that change?
No, yeah, sure it does. It does. Before
then it's clean.
Then it's a tzvivayal. Mm-hmm. The tzvivayal has a child. There's no problem. The only case we have to worry about was pregnancy before. My time, why is this true? Now, the question over here, my time, has three explanations. How to understand it. Rashi's preferred shot is that it's going back to the underlying assumptions of the Sukkah. And that my time does not mean what's the reason in the Machlokas Ravuna Rebbe Chanina. My time is, hey, wait a second, what are we discussing over here? If Uber is Yerahima, so then you were played it when you were played in the game. Now you're going to say, well, have you given it to the why do we need to call any of this business? Why isn't it simply a Tzvivaya? It's Padre like the Amos Padre. Answers the Gemara to that question. The reason is, my time up. Because Omar Rabbi Levi, Zera Shema Yigadel Mehem Adarim Adarim. The problem over here is that we are afraid that you will use now Suli HaMugdashim and say, hey, even if I'm not paid of them, I don't have a problem. I can always be paid of the blood of Suli HaMugdashim, right? At any point. In other words, we are now saying there's an Isser for some reason on the blood ice of Suli HaMugdashim. And there's a Defiyah and so on and so forth. All we need to do is keep them around. This is what people will say to themselves. I'll keep them around, and we will have many, many flocks from these behemoths. Why not? And as soon as I want to use them, we'll use them. I have no problem. So if I'm going to do that, I'll always be able to utilize the bloodites that I'm going to have. I can always be paid at the mother and use the bloodites. So when I decide what I want to do, that's what I'll do. The problem is, if I leave around Suli HaMugdashim, if I don't create a pressure on you to be paid of those Suli HaMugdashim, then someone may come along. The more it's out there, the more likely it is that someone will be pursuing it and use it for Giza Vavoda, forgetting that it's Suli HaMugdashim. We want you to eat Suli HaMugdashim. Right? We want you to be prey to them. Now, if you're going to have to them a dasher before the pinyon, my God, then you're going to really have a problem. So, Mamela, in order to encourage you that you're going to be in big trouble, either you take care of this, pray to it and eat it, or you're going to end up with an animal that you can't do anything with. And so now a guy's going to think, oh man, I'm not going to wait for this animal to deliver and so on, and now have the child and use the child, even though in the Iker Adin you could do that. Because they just heard what we said. Oh my gosh, there's a bit of Iser on this thing. And therefore, in order to make sure that people won't come to keep these things around, if you're going to say that once it becomes pregnant before the pigeon, it's always going to be a problem, so then people are not going to wait. They're not going to be Magadol now. The name is from Ksuvei HaMukdash. Okay? That's what we want. We want to encourage you, eat your Ksuvei HaMukdash. The Torah says, Tizbach V'achalta, and you think to yourself, what's the rush? I'm getting bored. What do I need the shechting for? So therefore, we made it here to push you into shechting.
And the gzera is we want you to be machmis the ubar before the water.
The gzera is that you're going to have to be now hoda and eat each thing.
This way?
Yeah, so that's another possibility that Rashi raises. So that's my taima. The other way of learning it is simply, why now do we have this machlokas with Rav Huna Rebbe? What would be wrong with Rav Chanina's approach, since you can give another kedusha to a blood and then it's not a tefillah? But then it has its own primary kedusha. It would be able to be tapis. It's the pigeon now. Why don't we want to do that? What's Rav Huna's objection? This is coming to explain Rav Huna's objection. But we never explained why it is that we're making a fundamental assumption that there's even a kedusha of blood to it. Why don't we simply say the mother's pigeon is sufficient to eat the child? Look, before when we had the issue of Kedusha's dog, didn't we say that you could be paid it and the blood is a mutter? What's the difference? As Rashi points out, there's no fundamental difference between the pigeon working for Kedusha's dogging on the mother for the child and the Kedusha, and the pigeon working on Kedusha's dog for the mother and the child, the mother and child. If you hold the child as part of the mother, so then when you give money for the mother, then you gave money for the child, whether the mother was Kaddish Kiddush Zagruf or whether the mother was Kaddish Kiddush Zagruf, what difference does it make? And if you hold that a Vlad and Uber is not part of a mother, so then even if you were paid to the mother, when it had the child, we should say, well, I'm sorry, sir, you were never paid to the child. You're going to have to be paid to the child now. We didn't say that. Before in the Mishnah we said, Kiddusha's dummy, it doesn't matter whether they had the child afterwards and had been pregnant before. As long as I was paid to the mother, the child is completely kosher. Therefore, there's no logical difference, says Rashi. Where does the Gemara address that issue of why we are pretending that there's a Kedusha Saguk to the child, and when it came to Kedusha Dami, we're perfectly happy to see who we are at Kima. Here is where it's addressing it, says Rashi. This is a fundamental question, not a question stomp on why it is Rav Huna doesn't agree with Rav Chanina. It's a more fundamental issue. Why the Klal were we gezer kedusha on the blood to create these problems? The reason we're gezer kedusha is because Shema Yigadu b'Madarim Adarim. If you're going to let now a person afterwards go ahead and be paid at the Akha, the pigeon of the aim, we're going to say that you were mocked. Basically pay to the child as well without having to deal with it. So then I would say that if that's the case, what's my rush? Let me wait, have these animals, let them be paid, and I can always be paid to them, and that way whatever vlad they have won't be kodesh anymore. And I will keep them around for the months of pregnancy. And therefore we made exert. When we say that we should be matfis then, could I be matfis then for something else? Now, you're saying now that I'm treating the vlad as its own separate kedusha. I was paid to the mother. Suppose I want the vlad to be a different carbon. Does it have to be a shlomi? I want to use it for another carbon. Maybe I can make it kachi kachim. I mean, why can't I give it any kedusha that I want? and then go ahead now and biyotze this issue of giving it a separate bidding. Or Marley ain matisa. No. You can't. Why not? My time, why can't I make it something else? Omar Leh Gomar Bisharecha Bisharecha Mibachor. Fascinatingly, the Torah has told us that the din of Psulei HaMikdashim is similar to the din of a Bechor. Just like by a Bechor, Ma Bechor Ein Matisan Lechol Zevak Shiyirtze. By Bechor it says Bisharecha Tochlen. We just saw that passage, right? Bechor now that has the moon, Bechor Kiyabo Moon, Bisharecha Tochlen. But by Psulei, the Suli Amagdashim, it says also the same lesson. Hashem Matam Lecha Hashem Bechol Shaorecha. Kitzmi Bechayo. So what's the comparison of the Bechol Shaorecha? To tell me that just like we have Xeris across it, the Torah says a Bechor, you cannot make, even while it's in the A.E.M.O. You cannot, well, it's not strictly true, but you may know it's not a Bechor yet. As a matter of fact, it's with dozens of questions. Because by a Bukhar, it's not a fair comparison. A Bukhar really doesn't get its Kedushas Bukhar until afterwards. And it's only then that the din of a Kedushas Bukhar kicks in. How about blood escutcheon? Blood escutcheon, if you hold that blood escutcheon are bimeiman in Kedushin, okay, so you could say, blood escutcheon and bimeiman are similar to Bukhar, if it's no one, it's already had the Kedushin. But if you hold blood escutcheon, Bhabe, it's not in Kedushin. So it's not a fair comparison. We'll talk about this in a moment. But in any event, the Torah is comparing it to Bechor. By Bechor it says, Perish, Ach Bechor Asher Yevukar LaHashem, Ba'beima, Lo Yakdish Oso. A man cannot be Magdish his Bechor to some other Kedusha other than Bechor. Therefore comes along Bisharecha Tomiyat Aninami. So too by Psulei HaMikdashim, you cannot take the blood in a Psulei HaMikdashim and be matzvah to the Chozev HaShiyirtze. It can only be what its mother is. Now Tosis says, maybe the pshat is that even though you'll say it's not a fair comparison, but the point is that the Bukhar, Bime'eimo, is aimed to be. In other words, the Psulei HaMikdashim has in it a Kedusha that is going to come out. It's just that it's going to be Kodesh B'Kedusha's Imam from its previous Kedusha. But a Bechor, where does it get its Kedusha from? Not from its aim. It gets its Kedusha from itself in virtue of being a Bechor. If the aim was Chulin, it's exactly the same thing. So therefore, you cannot say, well, it's not a fair, of course it's a fair comparison, because blood ice kachin, even if you hold the Roman Kodesh after they're born, that's the head of Chalosh Kedusha. But what are they aimed to be Kodesh in? The Kedusha of their mother. That's the thing that's going to make them Kodesh when they're born. So the male that is similar already to a Bechor that's born in the sense of being predefined. What's the Torah telling me? A predefined Kedusha can't be changed. That's what it's saying. I tell you it's a Bechor, don't tell me it's a Shlomi. The same thing is true over here. I tell you the mother is a shlomim, therefore it's aimed to become a shlomim. Don't tell me it's an ayla. So the same halach. Afani, nami imet pisa l'chol zevach shiyirtza. Tani kavos say to Rav Sheshes. This very interesting raya of Rav Sheshes actually appears in a braisa like him. That the din is, you're stuck with the kedusha of the mother, even for the eights of Rebbe Chanina, he can't be matzit in something other than that kedusha. What does it say in the brisa? Again, the Gemara is basically tricking us into learning this brisa. Because this brisa is a long brisa that puts together all of the dinim that we just discussed. Correct. But does he mean dafka? Rebbe says yes. And here's the reason. And now the brisa is going to put together all of the above issues, everything that we just discussed. Listen to what it says. Korchim shekadam mum kavua lehegdeshan v'nivdu chayavim bivchora l'matanot. This we learned out because they never had kedushas agud. Bein lifnei pidyonam, bein liachar pidyonam. They are chayav, whether before or after, because they have no kedushas agud. Hagozeis va'oveven, einos afegat arbarim. There is no, now, chiyuv of being gozes and ovei, again, bein mitzvekidyonam bein liakrakidyonam, makes no difference. The halacha over here is that the chiyuv is chal, and there's no iser of gizah ba'aveda, because they are not real kedusha. They're adultery from kedusha, as we try to be magdish them to mizbeach. Now, furthermore, they're also enos in tamura. There's no din of a tamura on them, although there is b'snei pidyonim mo'alim behem, liyachar pidyonim ein mo'alim behem. There's a din of me'ilah and kedusha k'damim. But, once they're father, there's no residual kedusha. The vladei sehem are completely chol, because they have no kedusha me'im. Not only that, they're nipped into mimim, because there's no din of amar of aracha, as we saw in our Mishnah. And matfisan lechol zevach sheyirtzeh, and therefore you can make them kodesh with anything in these vladeis, anything that you like, because they don't have any predefined kedusha. Kololo shodava arein kechulin lechol divrein. Bottom line is they are pure chulin. They're talking about the vladeis now, even if they became pregnant before the pidyon, because the pidyon took off every kedusha that was in it, because only had kedushas damim, and kedushas damim does not leave any residual kedusha at all. Okay, they're not kodesh. We're talking about kodem woman as a kodesh. What's the difference? It doesn't affect the kedusha, does it? How can it affect the kedusha on the one? I made the mother kedush. The mother cannot become kedush. So where does the vlad get its kedusha from? Only from a kedusha's dummy. Kedusha's dummy I can remove with a pigeon. So I did. So now they're chulim b'chol davar. How about the other case? So far, it has nothing to do with Reb Sheshet. We've got to go through all of this just to get to that one line of Reb Sheshet. Kodem ignition is a mumum. However, if first it was kedusha, then it became a mum, or mum over ignition, even if the mum was there, but it was only a mum over there, and then after the hegdash it became liachar mikan nolav mum kavua, and now I've prayed it. So now I know they're like tzvi vayal to make the potter min abachira, to make them potter min amatanis. That's even achar pidyana. Because obeying the tzvi pidyana ben liachar pidyana. How gozeiz va'ovei behem, is going to be chayav malchus for gizah ba'aveda. Lo togoz b'zachor shor chorav, so on and so forth. So they're ovei ba'gozes then, so b'gesh harboim. Bein lifnei pidyonah, bein liachar pidyonah. They're also oisim tmura. Lifnei pidyonah, there's a din of me'ilah. Liachar pidyonah, there's no iser me'ilah. And, as we already saw, the vladeis are kodesh. And those vladeis are kodesh, and you cannot be paid of them to mimim, and you cannot be matvis them. This is the one line that's repetitious. Ein matvisan lechol zevach sheyirtzeh. You cannot use those vladeis for other korbanos. They have the din of their mother. Kololo shel davar harein kehegdesh lechol divrehem. They remain hegdesh vein lechabem el heter akila bilvad. And the only thing you can do with them is eat them. Why do we say a klolo shodover twice over here? Klolo shodover in the ratio, we're cut on muma negdesha. And klolo shodover in the sefer, we're cut on negdesha and muma. So the klolo shodover of the ratio is to come to tell me la tuyan shochtan b'chutz de potter. It didn't mention the fairs to the shchute chutz. So klolo shodover ran to chul and the chobi brand, but got the shchute chutz. Klolo shodover the sefer is la suya chelbo, that's to tell me that there's an iser over here of cholov. Okay. This is all brought in order to summarize things, but technically speaking, it's being brought for rapacious specifically. Okay, we'll continue. It's getting clear.
Yeah.
Oh no, this you can't have this. This is worth a minute. No. Hang your clothes up on something else.